This is Digital Dave.
And I'm still Fast Eddie. And with us today, we have more guests.
Thank goodness. Susan, I don't want to hear you talk all that.
The feeling is mutual, pal. We have Susan Levitt and Nick Meisner from Green Bay Struble Airport. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
That's Struble with a B, right? Not a D?
Yeah.
No, it's Strobel.
Strobel. Well, we're good. Yeah.
Okay. We'll keep our jobs for another year.
That's another one I botched.
Anyway, you guys are our sponsors. We have to be nice to you.
Because everybody else, you're not nice to.
No, not at all.
Nah, we don't beat people up much. So. How big is this? Is Green Bay Struble? Struble. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, so it's Green Bay Austin Struble International Airport.
That's too much to remember. Yeah.
GRB.
GRB.
Okay.
Austin Struble, the man, actually was the first fatality that Brown County had.
Okay, so we named an airport after him.
Yeah, he was shot down in Asia. And
oh, that's different.
And, yeah.
I thought you meant he crashed, and that's where they built the airport.
No. No. So we have Delta, American, United, Frontier, and Sun Country that fly. And we have two FBOs. And first of all, I want to thank EAA Radio and thank everybody out there. The reports I'm getting back from my two FBOs is that the ramps are full and that our message that we've been sending out the last few years on EAA Radio has really worked to get people to come up there.
Well, tell them Dave sent you.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have a referral code?
Yeah, exactly.
Promo code Dave.
Yeah. Use promo code Dave, they'll charge you 30% more.
Wait, hold
Make
on a
the
second
checkout
here.
Too.
What about promo code Eddie?
Oh, now Eddie wants it.
Wait a minute. Why do you get all the action on this? I'm the older brother here.
Yes. Yeah. It's been really fun, though, because I hear back from Nick and his group at Discover Green Bay and from the Hotel Association that they're starting to see wristbands showing up in the restaurants, and that's usually the tell if somebody's been here at Oshkosh is that they've got a little bit of sunburn in the wristband.
Exactly.
And you don't. There is a ceremony involved in removing the wristband. You just don't take it off.
I only ever get the dailies, so I take it off pretty quick.
All right. Now, this is a rite of passage.
Yeah. Yeah. You see, they give us this because they know we're marooned here all week.
I thought that was the ankle bracelets that are beeping.
Well, I won't mention anything. I know nothing about that.
They're working on it.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yeah,
that's the watchword today.
Yes.
So
not only do you have a couple of FBOs, so you're catering to a lot of biz jets and general aviation, but you're also a regularly scheduled commercial airport
as well.
So they even have bathrooms.
We have a couple actually.
Good.
It's the important part to remember with if you're going to fly commercial into Green Bay is to book your car rental well ahead of time if you're coming to Oshkosh. This year they bust in a ton more rental cars, and if you're flying into one of the FBOs, they can absolutely make arrangements for you to get a shuttle over to the car rental location.
So Green Bay's what, 2 hour drive from here?
Nope, it's about 50 minutes.
Oh. You guys drive fast.
You're local.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, we're local. Yeah. Absolutely.
Cool.
Okay, because I have a friend of mine who's a charter pilot, and whenever he pops in here, he's up at Green Bay at Austin Struble.
Well, we appreciate that.
Yes. I don't know if he's here today.
So you
today.
Have tie-down space and hangar space for
Him? Yeah, we have about 200,000 square feet of indoor hangar space that can be utilized, and then we have ramp that can handle whatever. Yeah, with the Green Bay Packers in town, we're used to getting everything from Globals to, Piper come.
You would get all kinds of general aviation equipment in there.
Yes.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to be hosting the 2025 NFL Draft.
Oh,
wow.
Boy.
Yeah, so
NFL Air Force will be there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And Nick can talk a little bit more about what's going to be going on with the draft. But, yeah, we're going to have a full ramp for that. They told us to be prepared for essentially what would be 3 home games for the Green Bay Packers.
All in the same weekend.
Yep.
Yeah, the NFL Draft will be April 24th to the 26th, 2025 in Green Bay. It'll be hosted at the Lambeau Field campus. We're expecting expecting 250 to 300,000 people that'll be there, upwards of that possibly. I mean, Detroit this past year was crazy busy, so I know, you know, Susan's going to be ramping up for everything at the airport when it comes to that.
Yes.
What would be your worst nightmare? Would a snowstorm qualify as one of those real big panic moments?
Well, we're not going to do that, so no.
Good luck.
No. They've already flipped the snow switch off on that day.
That's, again, did you know that your visitor bureau controls the weather in your location?
Yeah, that explains a lot.
Yeah, for sure. We try our best, you know. Between us and the meteorologists, we, you know, consort to figure out when the storms are going to come through.
Yeah,
why we sent them down to Oshkosh instead for training camp.
To do it in the overnight hours so we don't miss any air show.
Yeah, yeah. You're welcome.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all courtesy.
The airport is now washed.
We had a conversation with the folks at Discover Oshkosh, and, you know, they were good
to
go.
Smart thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, they have this network.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to know if they're going to revert to Oshkosh tower procedures. Gulfstream 500, rock your wings.
I don't know if I want to come into work that day.
Yeah.
Well, between that and the weather prognosticators for this event using their weather Ouija board.
Hey, they have a rock.
They have a rock. We get a lot of questions in our booth here at Oshkosh about, where can you go and hang out up in Green Bay and further up in Door County during
the
week?
It's always a great time for EAA because it overlaps with Packers training camp. So if you're an aviation person who also enjoys a little bit of football, there's plenty to do up in Green Bay, just a 50-minute drive away. Check out some Packer practices. And
I didn't think they even started practice till it was way below freezing.
Right?
That's when they really hit their stride.
Yeah. Practice was canceled because it's too warm.
It's maybe happened.
They'll throw them inside and turn the AC up.
I always thought that was one of the prerequisites for a Packers game. You had to have snow on the ground.
That's when they're more fun, actually. Yeah. If I'm going to be honest, it's more fun.
It's actually more rare than you'd think. I mean, in September, October, November, the weather is
beautiful. You might be wearing a tank top and shorts.
The thing is the sun bounces off the stadium, so it can get pretty warm in there.
Interesting. I wouldn't have thought
that. But, our team is so good that we're always playing in January. So, that's when you all see us.
Yes.
Well, all I know is
had that problem in Philly.
Yeah.
I see a lot of cheeseheads in the stands, and I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Cheeseheads, and you'll see camouflage.
Oh,
and
yeah, blaze orange.
Blaze orange. Yeah.
Camouflage cheesehead.
Camouflage cheesehead. A couple other things going on too. That we've got an automobile gallery, and the National Railroad Museum is a gem that I always encourage. Most pilots are planes, trains, and automobiles. Anything that moves, they're happy to see.
The automobile gallery is amazing. There's over 300 classic cars on display.
Whoa!
Including one that is one of one, over $1 million. There's Ferraris. There's an Indy car in there you can check out.
Yeah.
Can we drive it?
No.
Come on.
Can we at least sit in it and make engine noises? Exactly.
And the Railroad Museum is great, too. I mean, they have a train that Dwight D. Eisenhower used in World War II, and it's restored fully.
Wow.
So, definitely a lot of transportation going on in Northeast Wisconsin this week.
And the cherries are ready in Door County.
Ooh.
So this time of year, you never know for sure if it's going to be the last week of July or the first week of August, but definitely they were ready up in Door County.
So you had a good wet spring.
Yeah.
Yep. Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. You've done it for me. I now want a piece of cherry pie.
Oh, I know.
Or cherry cheesecake.
For breakfast, yes.
Even cherry wine.
There you go.
Absolutely.
You are from Discover Green Bay.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So I can ask you, what are the touristy things I want to do around Green Bay? Where can I go camping? Where can I do this?
Right? Yeah, the county parks have tons of camping opportunities and really, really beautiful spots. It kind of depends what you're into. Green Bay has a little something for everyone. Our downtown area for shopping is amazing. Some great food. You know, the thing about eating your way around Green Bay is that you can do so affordably comparative to large cities. We have folks come in from Chicago, Minneapolis, even Milwaukee, and the food is just as good, if not better, and not nearly as expensive. So,
okay.
Of course, if you have kids, which I know a lot of kids come to EAA
yes.
as well, you got to get up to Bay Beach.
Yes.
Bay Beach is one of the oldest amusement parks in the country. It's city-owned and operated, and Elvis Presley's favorite roller coaster, the Zippin' Pippin, is only $1 to ride.
Oh, it's ridiculously
like
affordable.
Yeah.
So if you
hard to find.
They still do tickets for rides, so there's no cost to get in. But you buy tickets at the front desk. Each ride is like one or two tickets. The tickets are a quarter.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so it's extremely affordable if the kiddos are, if you've looked at airplanes
all week.
I mean,
that's so cheap, I'd go steal a kid just to bring them.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't tell them that we told you to do that. Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to have a kid to go there either. I go there
sometimes. Can I be a kid?
You can go and be a kid, for sure.
Oh, I was going to say, do they have adult tickets, for adults acting like a child?
They're all the same.
Colors for you, yeah.
All the same. They're all the same. And it's so funny because,
You have bumper cars? I love bumper cars.
Oh, yeah.
Huge
got
bumper
all of
cars.
Them.
Yeah.
The swings, yeah.
And it's
slides,
on the bay, so you can see the water.
Ferris wheels. Nice. Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah.
I love Ferris wheels.
You always get stuck at
from
the top.
Ferris wheels.
Yeah. No. It doesn't stop.
Hey, and if you're with your favorite girl, she's hanging on to you because usually they're scared
of you. Now we're getting to it.
You hope it gets stuck at the top.
That's right.
Now we're getting to it.
Wow, hon. Look at the view.
All right. I want to thank you guys for joining us. We've been speaking with, Susan Levitt. Nick Meisner.
As a reminder of the draft being held in Green Bay, I brought you guys some stickers Woo-hoo! That you can put on your water bottles or notebooks.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.